I walked through the wilderness of this world, I came upon a certain place with a den, and lay down to sleep. I fell asleep and dreamed. In my dream I saw a man, clothed with rags, standing in a certain place, with his face turned from his own house. In his hand he held a book, and he bore a great burden upon his back. Scripture: For my iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Psalm 38, verse 4. He opened the book, and as he read, he wept and trembled. Unable to contain his emotions any longer, he broke out with a mournful cry, "What shall I do?" Scripture: O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, and raise my voice unto thee because of the violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou cause me to see iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance and destruction and violence before me, in addition to those that raise up strife and contention? Habakkuk 1, verses 2 and 3. In the midst of this dilemma, he returned home, but he restrained himself as he pondered his true feelings. At first, even his wife and children were unaware of his distress, but he grew more and more troubled. Finally, his wife asked, "What is the matter?" He could no longer stay silent. He told his wife and children what he had learned from the book and how it troubled his mind. "Dear," he said to his wife, "and you, my children, I love you dearly." He looked from one to another. "A burden lies heavily upon me." He took a deep breath and let it out slowly. "You see, I've learned that our city will be burned with fire from heaven. I'm afraid that we are all doomed, even you, my sweet children, unless I can find some way of escape, but I haven't found any way." His wife and children didn't believe a word of what he said to be true and looked at him as if he'd lost his mind. They hoped a good night's sleep would settle his frenzied thoughts. With this hope in mind, his family hurried him off to bed, but his mind remained just as troubled in the night as it was during the day. He tossed and turned with tears and sighs until the sky brightened with the dawn. His family looked at him with concern. They could see he hadn't slept.
"It's worse and worse."
He started to talk to them again about what he learned in the book. At first, they tried to console him, but as he went on, their faces hardened with anger. Finally, they'd had enough and answered him gruffly with harsh words. Sometimes they even ridiculed him, and other times they scolded him. Finally, they just ignored him. It saddened him to see them like this. In fact, he pitied them. He'd often go to his bedroom to pray for them as a way to soothe his misery, or he'd walk alone through fields while reading or praying. One day, he walked in the fields while reading his book, and he became so distressed that he burst out crying, "What shall I do to be saved?" Scripture: What must I do to be saved? And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16, verse 30b and 31. He looked this way and that as if he would run, but instead he stood still. He didn't know which way to go. As he stood there, a man named Evangelist walked up to him and asked, "Why are you crying?" He answered, "Sir, I've read in this book I'm holding that I'm condemned to die, and after that comes judgment." Scripture: "And as it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this the judgment." Hebrews 9, verse 27. "And I find that I am not willing to do the first." Scripture: "Before I go, to not return to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death, land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness." Job 10, verses 21 and 22.